Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you? I hope everybody is doing fine this great evening. It's actually a little drizzly here, so I mean, I hope that anyone that's out on the road is being safe, really, really drive safe, because it gets pretty slippery here in New York. Okay, let's get into why we're here, though. This evening, I'm bringing to you again the founder of G-Wiz Productions, LLC, Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans. Now, I don't quite know how many of you remember her from before. You know, I've had her on the show at least twice, I think, before, and on another one of our shows. And she explained her business and the things that she was doing in terms of helping people. And it was so much. That was quite a while ago. But you can find those in the archives if you, you know, choose to listen to those shows. Please do. They were very, very enlightening. But like I said, I'm here to bring her to you again so that she can give you an update on what she's doing now, which is quite a bit. I can tell you that it is quite a bit. So I hope that you enjoyed today's show, and hopefully I can get her to come on television with me, and you know, you can get a chance to see her live, the lady herself in action, you know, in terms of who she is, how she is, and all of those great things. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
Hi, Arlene. I'm good. How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you on the show again after so long because, you know, we do talk and stuff like that, but we're both doing so many things, especially you. You're doing so much, which is one of the reasons why we're here. We're here for you to give the audience an update on the things that are going on with you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we're both busy. I'm busy, seems like, with family and work, too. And I have wee hours that I go to bed at night when I'm finally finished for that, what I'm doing for that particular time. So it's a pleasure to be back on the show again. And yes, we do talk all the time, ladies and gentlemen, but this has been a long time since we've done a radio show, so I'm really
appreciative. Yes, it is.
Yeah, thank you.
So without further ado, sis, you know I call you that, so I can call you that on the air. They shouldn't mind. They should know
no,
family.
No.
Okay. So first off, I want to talk to you about the project that you're doing, that you're writing right now. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, one of the projects that I'm writing is it's a script for a young lady and authoress, Terry E. Lyle. It's about her personal biography of her life, her changes, and the things that she went through. And I'm trying to break it down into script form because it's a personal biography. And it's called Broken. She wrote a book called Broken, and I'm doing a book-to-movie adaptation for that, and I'm working on it basically night and day. And it's grueling sometimes because it's so emotional. I have to stop and just put it down for a moment because, you know, the story in itself, her biography, a young lady who went through so much, who has rose again like the phoenix to start a life all over again. So the book is called Broken, and the script is also titled Broken. So I'm working on it, hopefully, to finish it so she can have it ready for producers to take a look at it. So I'm praying that I finish it pretty soon, hopefully by the end of October, hopefully. So that's one of the things that I'm working on. And I'm working on a script, a play actually, for 2017 called Hijo Daro. We both had a young lady by the name of Anita Okandigme John, who both frequented our Facebook page. That has been on Dreams Can Become Reality show, you know, our other radio show that we would do together from time to time. And she actually gave me a name called Hijo Daro, and it means a woman of God. And I decided, after talking to my mom, who passed away, that I was going to go ahead and do what she asked me to do, to write about it, because I wanted to write about and represent the 12 women, so many women in the Bible. The pearly gates are the women that we talk about. A lot of people don't know that what's being referred to as the pearly gates. These are some of the women in the Bible, and they had jewel names. And I'm writing it to represent the strength of family strength and support and stamina for these women in the Bible, who kept things going when all odds were against them and their backs were against the wall. They kept things going for their families in war times and in times of, you know, famine and strife. So it's going to be like a two-part play, where the women of the Bible will present themselves first, and then, of course, they will transform into the women of today. So hopefully it'll be a great presentation. I hope that everybody will enjoy. And it's called Hijo Daro. And that's for 2017. And we're hoping to have it. Miss Marilyn Evans, well, we're not related at all. She's a director-producer herself. And she's helping me to put it together. And we're working on it diligently. We're going to finalize it on Saturday to bring all the dialogue together in one story form. And then we'll start recruiting, you know, cast for that for next year. And we look forward to doing that. And hopefully it'll be here at our Performing Arts School, Porter Sanford Theater here in Decatur, Georgia, in the Atlanta area. So I'm looking forward to it, and just working and then doing the radio shows as well. Wise Minds with Mr. Johnson E.S.T. Lodge, a modern-day philosopher. So that's on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And the other show that I was doing, A Walk in the Clouds, is in hiatus right now, and hopefully we may bring it back sometime later on in the year. And that's basically what I'm doing, writing and doing the radio shows and taking care of family, sis.
Well, it sounds like you have your hands full. I know the audience would agree with that, sis. They definitely would agree with that. I want to ask you, though, in terms of picking the projects that you're picking, how do you go about whose projects you're actually going to accept?
The one that I'm working on now, people that write me are going through the advertisement page on GWiz Productions. On the website, I'm working with the young lady, Miss Terry Elias, right now, and, of course, with Mr. John Lindsay Green, another filmmaker, producer, director for Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks, if that kind of answers it, because I'm the director of acquisitions and development there, and I do book-to-movie adaptations also for his film company. And right now I'm working on Broken because I have other scripts that I have available for, you know, the production companies that are interested in and looking, you know, hoping to pitch them to different production companies. So right now my priority is Broken and another script that I'm working on called The Misfits, and, of course, Ihodaro for next year in 2017. So that's what I'm basically doing now. Those are my prioritized things that I'm working on right now. And it's taking me through the ringer sometimes because I'm up real late at night, sometimes to the wee hours in the morning, you know, going from one, I'll do maybe a couple hours on one, and then I'll go to the next couple of hours or maybe 3 hours into the next one, and then so on until I'm back and forth, you know, accumulating the pages because it takes about 108 to 110 pages for a full feature film. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I got another show to do at 7 o'clock, so I'm working at this, but all because of you and your strength and your support. So Gwen, don't ever give up, sis. Don't give up. So I'm not giving up, and thank you for that love and support that you always give.
Well, you know, you definitely, you made my day. I mean, I do appreciate the compliment, most definitely, but so far as the stuff you're doing, I look up to you. I told you that before, for the simple fact that you've been in the entertainment game for so long and you've lasted, you know, having done your own projects and doing other people's projects. I really look up to you because it's at times it can become an effort, like a hard effort to do that. For the simple fact that, you know, you don't get a lot of sleep and you don't get many thank yous and you don't get a lot of money because some people can't pay for their projects, you know, and
exactly.
Things like that. So you're willing to come out and help them first. And then if they do something, you know, if something comes of it, then they might give you something or they might just give you a thank you, or at least that, you know, that's what I've gone through from time to time. But the fact that you're doing all of this and the way you handle people is what I look up to, because it sometimes they can be harsh with you and sometimes they're nice with you and sometimes, you know, they leave you to do most of it. But no matter what situation to me that you're put in, you always come through it. You always do it. And I'm not just saying that because we're, you know, doing an interview. You know already that that's how I view you already. You know me so far as behind the scenes. So you know what I'm telling. And I really am impressed. That's why I try to stay in contact with you. Because not only are you great as a sister in terms of, you know, love and affection and showing care and everything like that, but a mentor, you're also a mentor. You know, I don't know how many people, you're welcome. I don't know how many people really look at it in that particular way, but they should. You definitely have a lot to teach, and you're knowledgeable in all of the areas that you're in. And that is one of the reasons why I'm going to ask the audience right now, if anybody, if you're in business and you do need some help, or you do need some guidance, and even if you have projects and you have some money to spend, please go to her website and check it out or contact her by email. She can do a lot for you. She can really, really help you. She's helped quite a few people. I don't want to tell you the names of the people because I would leave that up to her because, you know, those are her projects and back projects because those are people that I knew, you know, before this interview. But definitely, you know, email her, talk to her. As you can see, She's very, very easy to talk to, and I'm quite sure whatever you're looking for to have done in your project, she can definitely do. She can definitely do. At this moment, I have to take a quick break so that you can hear this.
Need a screenwriter for your next production? Or a ghostwriter for your book with an affordable rate? Then check out Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans. She has been in the business for years and knows exactly what you need. She can get the job done so you can do your project now. You can go here to her website at giwizproductionsllc.wix.com/GwenEvans-GA and check out what she has to offer. Don't let your production or project be put on the back burner. Get it done now and enjoy the payout.
Okay, so now you know where to go. Now you definitely know where to go. So now we'll resume where we kind of left off. So, sis, that would be you telling me about the rest of your projects in terms of the future now, because you already told us what you're doing now. But for the future, what do you have in store?
Well, for the future, I have Ihodaro. It's a play that I'm working on with producer-director Marilyn Evans. I've written a script, and we've put together she's put together, all of the scenes that I'm going to need to add a dialogue to. She's helped me along the way. And we're going to be working on that. I'm working on that now as we speak, and we're going to finalize everything with that for 2017. And hopefully we want to get it up for Mother's Day that deals with 12 women in the Bible, the present and the past, how women, struggle so much to keep their families together and to try to keep peace and harmony among themselves and to try to make every little penny count in ways of feeding their families and taking care of their families and loved ones. It's going to be an unusual play because we're going to be using some quotes from the Bible to help to support some of the dialogue that I've written and some of the dialogue that she's written. And I believe it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful play that everybody will really love. And, of course, I'm still working with Miss Michelle Moore, who is a playwright, a wonderful playwright. And right now one of her movies is being pitched to in the California area. So hopefully, by the grace of God, I've written it. It's called Strawberries, Chocolate, and You, the same one that I worked on. And we had failure with it last year because of lack of funding. And now I went ahead and rewrote it for her. And I've sent it to a producer who is another guy who is helping to pitch it up to some producers in California. And the latest I got was that it's gotten 3 or 4 reviews and the producers are liking it. So I'll just wait to see which one chooses it. And that's going to be for 2017, and for right now, I'm looking at re-editing one of her scripts called Faith in Question, another play that she wants me to revise into a movie, a screenplay, so I'm working on that right now. So I'm pretty busy, but 2017 basically is for the Ihodaro, and then working with the same people that I work with that I've helped along the way, like Ziandra Isom, she's coming back into the picture again, and she still wants to do her one-woman play. There have been some people that wanted me to write her life story as a movie and present it because she has the Marfan syndrome, and we've been in hiatus about that for a while due to her health. And the high school that I was working with in the dramatics department, we lost a very close friend of ours, the family did, so that's kind of in hiatus right now, but I do plan on going back to work with the drama department once I get an opportunity to do that. And the rest of 2017, I'm just going to take it easy and try to take a vacation somewhere. Of course, write some more things and go from there. It's basically, right now is what has me tied up the most with the additional work that I'm doing, trying to do that for Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks for Mr. John L. Green, and of course, myself trying to get my business in order to write more work for other writers who would like to have book-to-movie adaptations, or I ghostwrite, you know, their books. I'm also an author myself, so I'm busy. I stay busy, and I'm just trying to make a way out of no way for myself, because I believe that if I put myself in the world where I want to be, then that's my future that I've already designed for myself, because I don't follow behind other people's coattails. I just look at what God gives me to work on and to work with. And, of course, with you, sis, your constant support helps me along the way, and I can't say that enough, because of the fact that you're very supportive and you really do help to advertise not only for me but for other people out there in the entrepreneur field as well. So that's it. I was accepted in the Professional Women's Advisory Board again, and that's kind of a congratulations for me, and I'm just going from there, basically.
Congratulations on that, sis. Definitely congratulations. Wow, I'm so happy for you. I am.
Yeah, and your magazine.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm happy about that. Ah.
Oh, we're not supposed to be talking about that.
I had to tattletale a little bit. Anyway, I'm not going to talk more about it.
Okay.
But you're busy.
Yeah, well, you have to be in this day and age if you want to achieve, you know, something, and especially if you want to be able to help people. The only way to do that is to get something going yourself, and then it has to come to a certain level, and then you can help people. You know, I always get people that say to me about different things. I'm doing the best I can, and it seems like I can't really get going, and, you know, all of that. So if I have something that's going already, I'll just try to include them in on that particular thing, that project, you know, if it's going and if it's already moving along, good. And then I'll try to incorporate them in that particular project and then have them break off into what they're already doing and let it take off, you know, in that type of way. So that's why one of the reasons, why I like doing advertising for other people, because their projects are known. It's true. They do get out there for the most of it, and they talk about it on Facebook. They talk about it on Twitter, you know, and all of those things. But when you think about it, everybody does that, kind of. You know, they go to the social networks right away. And a lot of the times the advertising does get out, but I feel myself personally that you have to go past the social media websites if you want to really advertise. You know, you have to go on to people's TV channels. You have to go on to people's radio shows. You have to go on to maybe a person's personal blog, you know, blogging and things like that. And I try to do that in advertising for other people, because I know that when you advertise for yourself, the message does get out there. But when somebody else is advertising you, it makes people look at you double, you know, like double time. Like, okay, I heard of her before, but now someone else is mentioning her. So this must be worth taking a look at, you know, an in-depth look at. That's why, you know, television commercials do so well, because for the products, they're saying that, look, here, we're just doing this well, and that's why you see us all over the place at one time, you know. So it's kind of like that. But let me get off that and get back to you. With all of these things going on, and you just came, you know, from not doing so good health-wise.
Yes.
Is it kind of pushing you to the limit? right now, like health-wise, or are you really just doing really good and it's actually helping? Like, I find it helps me if I'm not feeling good. If I'm doing some work, I feel better.
Well, I'm the same way. My health has really taken a turn for the worse at times, and at sometimes I really wonder whether I was going to be here the next day, but I always had faith and trust in God that I would be here. And it actually makes me work harder because I'm a diehard anyway, and I believe in keeping, I guess, my creative juices flowing even when I'm sick. And when I had my last surgery, I had a liver surgery. I was writing up a storm still with my laptop and with one finger, of course, but I was still writing and being productive and creative because that's what I wanted to do. It keeps me going because I've been doing this ever since I was like in elementary school. I started writing. I used to write for the elementary school newspaper, and then I would do other things. I started writing poems for people, you know, for funerals and weddings and things of, you know, holidays and things like that. And I made a little income because we were poor. You know, my mom worked two jobs to try to help take care of us. My dad didn't have, you know, that great success at working for long periods of time. So the little money, you know, it helped, and it stuck with me, and I started to write more and more. And then when I got to be in my 17th year, I produced my first play I was going to a Catholic school at that particular time. And then I went on from there, and I think about all those things that I do. And when I'm sick, I that's my gateway for remembering that I can still be creative, even though if I'm down just a little bit, I have that flow of faith that keeps me going. So, you know, it gets me down, and I've gone through a lot of changes, you know, with eyesight, from eyesight to medications, to chemotherapy, and back again, and I'm still here. So I guess that my diligence and my faith and my belief keeps me where I'm at. And of course, with all the loving people around me, including you, sis, and it's just a healing process, and it just gets better every day. I'm really thankful.
Well, we're definitely all here for you. And I know I say that word a lot because there's no other replacement in my mind as to what I can say to assure you that we're here. You know, all of us that love you, all of us that care. And we definitely want to see your projects, you know, excel and make more than what you're doing now, you know, make it be the type of way you dreamt it to be. I think that's the best way that I could put it. Yeah, definitely. I want to take one moment, of course, I have to say, about the weather one more time. I'm letting you know here in New York, it is raining lightly, and it's 62, but it doesn't, well, actually it's 64, but it feels more like 62 to me. But again, if you're driving on the roads, I want to express, you have to, I'm being really, really serious, you have to be careful on the roads here, because they do become very, very slippery in the rain. If you're coming from work, just drive at the limit, and if you can drive a little slower, if you have to, do that. Definitely do that, okay? Because there's been quite a few accidents here over a period of time when it rains, and we don't want that happening. We don't want you getting hurt on your way home from work or wherever you may be. Okay? Now, back to you, sis. I'm sorry about that, but I have to do the little alert. Yeah, that's just a little alert for the people here in New York that are coming out. But, okay, so with your health and everything, and I'm glad that most of the time you're doing good. I really am. And you know, I've been behind the scenes. I've seen and heard you say some things about it and stuff. That's why I wanted to bring it up, to let people know that although you do have health issues and everything, it doesn't stop you from being vibrant and doing all the things that you're doing, which is so amazing, which is really so amazing. So I want to let everybody know you can connect with Gwen's Facebook at Gwendolyn Adams Evans. You can connect with her also on GG1947. I think the like page is Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans, right? Okay. And then on Spreaker, Real Independent Media Group, you can find her there, the Artist Loft. You can also find her here at Blog Talk Radio at the Artist Loft G Woods Productions. And then you can connect with her on Twitter at GG1015. So you have no excuse why you cannot connect with her at any given time. She's going to have to be leaving soon because she has a show, as she stated, at 7. But before you go, sis, I just want you to, anything that's on your mind, say to the audience now.
Okay. Well, I thank you
any
for
kind
the
advice. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So any kind of advice or anything you can give them.
Okay. For young people that are out there that are writing now, the most main important thing to do is to focus on what you want to do. Never let anyone turn you around from your dreams, because there's so many people out there who don't have an opportunity to live their dreams because of so many people telling them that their dreams are not going to ever come true. That's a lie. I've been told that so many, many times, and so many people don't believe in you, but the most important thing for you to do is to believe in yourself. Be a leader. Don't be a follower. Because if you follow behind people, you'll never have an opportunity to make your dreams become realities. People who turn their dreams into realities are people that, I mean, I can mention just a few. I don't have a whole lot of names right in my head right now, but my favorites are, number one, my sis Arlene Brown, the actor Denzel Washington, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, all the black actors and actresses, you know, that are around that are doing everything that they ever wanted to do. A young man that's on Miss Brown's page frequently, a horror writer, Mr. Kuntz, I think it's Dean Kuntz, is it, sis? The man is awesome. He's a writer. I mean, you know, people who follow their dreams, and these are some of the people that do that. And when you can turn your dreams into realities, you can be successful. I've turned my dreams into realities, and now I'm working on making it a profitable reality for me for my older age and my retirement. I want to go to Hawaii, and I want to do a whole lot of things. I want to go to New York City and visit my sis. And it's just so many things that I want to do. I want to go to Cancun. I want to do a lot of things. But having a highly successful reach of your goals is the most important thing in the world. Because like I said before, if you don't follow them, you'll never be able to live them the way that you would like to do. That's most important. And I love God. If you're a Christian and you believe in prayer, pray, because it works. Believe in yourself. Believe in the faith that helps to be the wind beneath your wings, your feet, to help to push you up into the atmosphere for higher and higher success. And know that you love yourself. Loving yourself is one of the most important things in the world. And if you can do that, you'll be surprised at what you can do. No one can turn you around, and never take no for an answer, because all of your rejections are actually credits. Because those credits add up to things that maybe that person couldn't use, but somebody else could. So never take rejection as a down low. Take it as a high, because it says that you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're just at the wrong place at the wrong time, giving it to someone who's really not interested in your type of work. And again, like I said, love yourself. Those are the best things in the world for me to give to someone who's listening. And, you know, I'm here. You can email me. My new email is Gwendolyn1160@att.net. It's kind of like a personal email, kind of sort of. You can email me at GWiz Productions, as Arlene had given it to you before. It's GWiz Productions. That's GIWIZ Productions, LLC. G as in George, A as in Apple, E as in Elephant, @gmail.com. And you can ask me anything, and I'll be able to help you. Don't be shy, because I'm not shy in giving you my answers back. And if you would like for me to help you with a project, just email me. You can call me at 404-324-1155. And just let me know that, you know, what you're contemplating on doing, and we can go from there. Introduce yourself to me. Make me know you. Let me know a little bit about you, and we can work it out. But just remember that follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. Love yourself. Love the love of prayer, because it really works.
Well, that was great. That was actually great. I really like that. Okay, so you've heard what she had to say. Take a moment and take some time. Go to the email. Send her whatever you need to send her. Get to know her. That's all we ask. That's really all we ask. Gwen, I want to say thank you for being on today's show. I really, really do appreciate the fact that you know, you're so busy and you took the time to come here anyway. And I'm going over to your show when you log on, when you start at 7, I'll be there listening. I just want to say that. Also, for everybody that's listening, we're going to do a horror show.
Yeah.
And I want to say it, yeah, on her network. She'll be producing a horror show. And if you're into horror, please join us. Definitely join us. We have some interesting movies that we'll be talking about. We'll be giving our spin on how good they are or how not good they are. And we really, really think that you'll appreciate. Well, we can't give anything away, you know that, but we can tell you what we think of it, basically. And we'll be listing films down so that you won't have to try to remember the movies that we are talking about, or, you know, the television shows. Hopefully we can get to her television show, because I have one that's a favorite right now, and I'm dying to talk about it. Yeah. But anyway, we're both very, very much into it, so look forward to that. And that will be on Saturday evening. At 6:30, I think that we came to an agreement. Yeah, 6:30 for 30 minutes. If all goes well, then maybe she'll increase it. I don't know. That depends on you, the audience. But we're hoping that you be there, you pull up a chair, and join us. Okay, so I want to say good night to everyone. And definitely, definitely, whatever you do, believe in yourself. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, sis, and thank you so much.